Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
Let's help him preach tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think somewhere in all that was a compliment. I'm not sure, but amen. If you got your Bibles with you, or you can put up on the screen, we're going to be in John chapter 9. John in chapter 9. We're going to begin reading in verse 1. This is weird. I've been in digital for so long, and I've went back to analog tonight. I've got hard copies instead of a digital copy. This is different. Amen. John chapter 9, the Bible reads like this. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Boy, I like that. Amen. Amen. It's not always that you've done something wrong. It's the work of God that's got to be done. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you will bow your heads, let's pray. Almost kind and gracious Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you today. And God, we just want to thank you for this service. God, we thank you for those that have come out today. And God, we just thank you most importantly for your word, Lord, for your work of salvation. And Father God, we ask and pray that God, you will open up our hearts and our minds to gladly receive this word. That God, that you will give it the increase. And that God, that you will grow from it, Lord, in our lives. In the name of Jesus. And amen and amen. You can be seated. I was thinking about this story here in the past couple weeks, and I've been going back and forth on this for a while, but this story really sticks out to me. You know, if we want God to do anything in our lives, then he's got to show us the way, right? Yes, sir. God's got to light up a pathway to show us anything. If I need something done in my life, I cannot walk in the darkness and get that done. I have to have light along the way. Amen. If we want unity in the church, guess what? God's got to light the way for unity. If we want revival in the community, God's got to light the way for revival. If we want fellowship, we gotta let God light the way for it. I told you one time a while back, I was walking through my hallway about 4 o'clock in the morning, and my wife left a mop bucket in the middle of the hallway, and I hit my shin so hard on that bucket that I couldn't walk right for 2 days. But it was because I was walking in the darkness. And if we walk in the darkness, we stumble. But thank God, because he is light, we can walk in light. Amen. But here in John chapter 9, we have an interesting story. This man was born blind. From his entire life, he'd been blind. We go on to find out that Jesus, of course, met him along the way. He made spittle. He anointed his eyes with it. He told him to go wash in the pool, and that's exactly what he did. And the Bible says at the end of verse 7 that he came seeing. Now, we would have stopped right there and said, man, God has done an amazing work. This man was born blind, and now he can see. Story's over. God healed. Miracle. End of thing, right? But that's not how it ends. We go on to find out that whenever he came seeing, his friends seen him. And what did they say? They said, now wait a minute. You look like the blind man, but you're seeing. Are you really still that blind guy? He said, yeah, I was born blind. That was me. But now I'm seeing. And they couldn't believe that God was able to do this. So what did they do? They went and they found the Pharisees. And they said, hey, this man that was born blind is now up here. All of a sudden he can see. We don't know what happened to him. But we know that God's done something. We just don't understand it. So the Pharisees got him. And they brought him up there. And they began to question him. And they said, now wait, you're telling me you was born blind and now you see? He said, absolutely, I'm telling you that. Well, they didn't believe him. That's the thing. Nobody can believe when God does these amazing works, so we got to have witnesses on it. So they said, well, go get his parents then. His parents came and he said, hey, was this your son that was born blind? And they said, yeah, that was him. They said, and now he can see? They said, yeah, it sure does look that way. He said, by what means is it that he can see now? And what did his parents tell him? His parents told the Pharisees, he said, well, he's of age. Why don't you just ask him what happened? And so he goes on and he tells them again, hey, I've already told you and you won't believe me. And they said, there's no way Jesus could do that. Jesus is a sinner. And the man says, whether or not he's a sinner, I know not. But one thing I do know, whereas I was blind, but now I see. And what did they do with this man that a miracle had occurred? All these amazing things. You know what they did? They thrust him out. They said, get out of here. We don't want nothing to do with you. You know what's funny about this whole story to me is that because they was looking for something to go the way that they wanted it to go, because God comes in and wrecks your world and does something completely out of the ordinary, we get so uncomfortable in it. I don't know about you. Man, I had things lined up in my life to go certain ways. Amen. We all have. I got plans for this weekend. I got plans for next week. I got plans for a year from now. But when God steps in, God makes a mess. Amen. Man, and he turns your entire life upside down. This man thought it was just another day as he sit there blind. But man, when he come in contact with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, nothing in his life stayed the same. When you think, even water got turned into wine when it got in the presence of the King. Nothing stayed the same when it was in the presence of Jesus. Jesus said, hey, I got to work while it's still light outside. In other words, if there's still, listen, it's still light out. It's dark. I know that. But it's still light outside in Jesus. Amen. This man was blind from birth. He walked in darkness his whole life. And yet all they could focus on was the fact that Jesus healed on the Sabbath. Now, Jesus ain't supposed to be healing on the Sabbath, they said. You know what's funny is that we can overlook the miracles of God because it doesn't happen the way that we've seen it happen in the past. I don't know. Let me tell you, I don't care what you wear. I don't care how you smell. I don't care what you dress. What I care about is whether or not the Spirit of God is there. And when the Spirit is there, then amazing things can happen. I've seen complete movements of God where they use something that I was so against. I've seen them use a different Bible and thought, well, there ain't no way that God can move through that Bible. God only moves in the KJV. Lord knows that, right? But yet I've seen hundreds of people get saved. And I'm like, well, God, I can't deny your word. I don't understand it. But God can move in ways that we don't understand, in ways that we don't see. I've seen people get saved in worship to music that I thought, well, God ain't in that music. Yet I've seen God move through that stuff. And I'm like, well, just because I haven't seen it that way doesn't mean that God can't do it that way. Amen. You see, if I want God to do something amazing, I got to tell him, God, I need you to light up the darkness in my life. There is dark spots that I don't understand, but God, if you light them up for me, then it'll make sense. We want God to do something amazing in our lives. We got to ask him to light up some dark areas in our life. There's some stuff that I'll never understand. But it don't stop me from asking God for a little bit of revelation in it. God, can you please light up these areas in my life? I don't understand these things. You know, Jesus never looked like a king. He come to this world as the King of Kings, but he never looked like a king. Zechariah says, behold, the king cometh lowly, riding on a donkey. They looked for the king on a great steed, but the king came in on a lowly and meekly on a donkey. He didn't look like the king, but he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Just because he didn't look like it, they didn't like it. They didn't understand it. Thank God, aren't you glad today that God blasts all of our expectations? Amen. Listen to what he says now. He says, I am the light of the world as long as I am in the world. In John chapter 8, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is when Jesus catches the woman, or Jesus comes down to the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. That story is so deep. It's not about that woman getting caught in the very act of adultery. It's about me and you, amen? That me and you are so guilty in everything that we've done, yet Jesus was still able to show love and forgiveness there, amen? He tells her, he said, if you follow me, you will never walk in darkness. And I was thinking about that woman who was caught in that very act of adultery. As he was talking to that crowd of people that wanted to stone her. And you know what's funny about that whole story? Do you know in the Old Testament that you could steal and you could do a lot of things that wasn't a capital punishment? But do you know adultery was a capital punishment? Amen. Here they caught Jesus, or they tried to trap Jesus in this spot. And they said, well, the law of Moses said that we got to stone this woman. What do you say about the whole thing? And what does he say? He tells them, he said, if you follow me, you will never be in darkness. You know what I was thinking about? If we want the Lord to light up the way for us, to light up the way to this community, to light up the way to our families, to show our families the light of Jesus, that we got to be a people of mercy and grace. Amen. Thank God today. Mercy and grace are the two sweetest things that was ever gave to me. Amen. It was me getting what I didn't deserve, and thank God me not getting what I did deserve. Amen. Thank God. It was mercy and grace. If we want God to light up these things in our life, then we got to be a people that extends mercy and grace to those who need it. To show love to the unlovable and forgiveness to those who simply don't deserve it. Thank God, I'm so glad that Jesus gave forgiveness to somebody like me. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, the Bible says this. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who have called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. You know what? If we want God to light up our life, we got to do a little bit of show and tell. Amen. Boy, my kids would pick out the coolest things they have to bring to school to show and tell. Tell the other kid, you know what? The coolest thing in my life is what Jesus done for me. Amen. I got to shoo forth a little praise that God rescued me. And thank God he saved me. He turned my life around. He put my family back together. He didn't have to do those things. But if we want God to light the way to other people, we got to show and tell what the Lord's done for us. Boy, I got to tell about the glory of God in my life. How it is that God took something so broke and he made it new again. How he took something so tore up and he was able to still use it. Amen. Thank God today. Listen, this man, when he was healed of his blindness, he didn't get healed and stay quiet. Whenever he come back from the pool, I believe he was telling people along, I can see. Can you imagine the first thing that he seen was the face of Jesus? Amen. He saw the light. He didn't see a light. He seen the light. He saw the light whenever he opened his eyes for the very first time. And you know what? I don't think he was quiet about it. I believe that he was showing everybody about what Jesus had done in his life. You know, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3 that men's deeds were evil. And they loved darkness, right? Men didn't want to lie. Bible says that the light shined out into the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend. The darkness could not comprehend it, right? You know, I used to frequent a lot of places that had a really low light in them. You know how I know men love darkness? I ain't never been into a bar that was lit up. I went into a lot that was low light, though. Men seek areas that are low light today. But when Jesus comes in, it drives darkness out of those areas in our life. It's the light of Jesus that lights up the way and shows forth in our lives. You know what the funny thing is? There's artificial light out there too. It's like the real thing, but it ain't the real thing. Amen. It's like getting in a tanning bed. It just ain't the same thing, amen, as what a good sunshine will do. And you know what? There is artificial light in this world. There used to be lights out in Beckley that used to shine up in the sky, and they'd beacon around real big, and man, people were drawn to those lights like mosquitoes, amen. But you know what? They was artificial, because by the time that those lights went out, guess what? Their whole lives was over, and none of that mattered. But thank God there was a light that shined into the darkness that lit up, and thank God created a brand new being out of the light. Artificial light won't cut it. Well, the Bible says, marvel not that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Thank God today, if we want God to light up, then we got to get off the artificial and we got to get on the real thing. Amen. I don't want no diet, Jesus. I want the real thing. Amen. Revelation 21 said that city had no need of sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb is the light thereof. If we want God to do something, we got to realize that He is the one true light. I want God to do something mighty in this community. I want God, you know, every night we pray, God send something amazing to this church. God do something amazing right here. Not because of who we are, but because of who you are. Amen. It's not about what we do. It's about what He is. And if He's the light of this world, He can light up something amazing in this community. I believe that today. Amen. John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I believe that Word is still going forth, and God can light up in people's lives like you wouldn't believe. There's a lot of people in our families, our friends, that are still walking in darkness, but I'm ready for God to light up their life. I'm ready for God to do something amazing. I'm ready for God to shoot forth in their lives, and they can tell other people about it. Boy, I ain't been real quiet about since God done something for me. I can't help it. When I get in church, I can't help it but to tell people about what God's done. It's not because of how evil I was, but it's because of how good that God is in my life. I just want God to do something amazing. Amen. We want to walk in the light as He is light, right? Work while it is still light in order to work it. I was thinking about this years ago. I was maybe 18, 19 years old, and I hadn't got married yet, and I was looking for a church to go to. And I went up the road to a church right up here. And as I walked inside that church, the whole congregation sat on the back four or five pews. The front pews were open. And the first thing I thought in my mind was that poor pastor. Nobody was sitting near that pastor for some reason. So I go up to the very front pew, and I was like, I'll sit here, I don't care. And man, he got up, and I'm telling you, this guy, I looked like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar next to this guy. He was short. I'm short. This guy was short. He weighed about 130 pounds. But man, when he preached, my goodness, it was thunderous. So everybody in the back of the church, amen in him. I'm up front, amen in him. Boy, the longer he went, the more worked up he got. And he come off that thing, and I'm getting it. Amen, amen, amen. He come off the pew or come off the pulpit area, and he walked up to me, and he's preaching, and he's getting it really good. And he says a bunch of stuff. Man, I'm just into it. And all of a sudden, he lets out a shout. Woo! And he smacks the far out of me. I mean, hard. It's hard. And I'm thinking to myself, is this guy serious? He gets done and he walks back up and he starts preaching again. So I said, that's a fluke. Ain't no way. Ain't no way this guy's serious about this. So he gets preaching again, man, and he's getting on it again, and I'm telling, it's good preaching. I'm amening him. He comes off the thing again, and he walks up to me. I'm like, I'm ready this time. It's ain't happening. And as he lets out a shout, woo, and he raises his hand, and I drop my shoulder. I said, ain't happening. You ain't going to knock me again. And he doesn't do it. He starts walking by me, keeps going, and then he turns around, and he hits me again. And I about fall out. I'm telling you, it's hard. And that's at that point that I realized that's why nobody's sitting on the front row. So as service ends, and I call my grandfather. He'd been in church for years, went to all kinds of revivals. And I said, Papa, something weird happened at church tonight. He's like, what is it, son? And I said, this man was preaching. And as he's preaching, he comes off the pulpit, and he smacks the far out of me twice, Papa. And before I could even get the words out of my mouth, he says, Billy Calhoun Jr. I said, yes, it is. And he said, Thomas, he smacked me so hard in church one night, I seen the light. And I want to tell you something. I believe with all my heart, we can either see the light through a revelation of Jesus, or we can see the light through somebody beating in us. But thank God, I want a revelation of who He is and what He can do in my life. I don't have to have it beat into me. I just want Jesus to show me the light. Well, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my pathway and a light unto my feet. Amen. If I've got his word hid in my heart, therefore I will not sin against God. I need his word to light up the way. I need his word to go to work. I need his word to go to Walmart. I need his word to live life. I need his word in my marriage. I need his word in my kids. I need his word in my life. I need the light of Jesus. Boy, I need Jesus' light in my life. Amen. Listen, I'm getting ready to close. They can come and get us a song. But one of my favorite parts about all this is in verse 9, 9 and 9. His friends talking about him here. He says, some said, this is he. And others said, he's like him. But he said, I am he. Y'all didn't know me a few years ago. That's a good thing. I didn't know y'all. That's probably a good thing. There may have been times in my life that I lived in a way that wasn't very good. I'm not proud of those things. And I believe with all my heart that if some people seen me today that knew me back then, they may look and they say, that's like him, but that ain't him. You see, he may look the same, but he don't act the same. He may look like the one we knew, but he don't act like the one he knew. Some said he's like him, but you know what? I am he. I just seen the light. And thank God when I seen the light, everything in my life changed. If we want to get out of the darkness, if we want the Lord to light the way, I want unity amongst our brethren. I want unity in the church. I want unity in my life, in my family. I got to have Jesus to light the way. And while I'm on that, I'll go ahead and drop a plug real quick. We're having a men's meeting. I'm sorry, a warrior workshop. Amen. Thank God. If you're a man, you need to be there, because I want God to do something mighty amongst this group of people, because if God lights the way, there is nothing that can hold us back. There's a marvelous light. And thank God, because of that marvelous light, my life's been changed. Because of that marvelous light, your life can change. Just because you are a certain way, one day somebody can say, it looks like them, but that ain't them. Oh, let me tell you something. God can light up in your life something special and something amazing that you'll never realize. I believe tonight that if you need God to do something in your life, you need to ask Him, God, give me some revelation. God, light up in my life. Show me where I'm wrong. Show me what I need to be doing. Show me some revelation in my life. And the only way to do that is, God, drive out the darkness that's there. Show me the light, the marvelous light of Jesus. Thank God today. I'm so glad today what Jesus has done in my life. And I'm so proud of this church and what Jesus has done in this church. But it's not anything about what we've ever done, but it's all about the work of Jesus. If you will, stand to your feet. The work of Jesus. The marvelous light that has shone forth to a dark, dark, dark world. Men's deeds were dark. They loved the darkness. But Jesus' light lights up the darkness. It lights up. What about you in your life? Can it light up for you? Is there darkness in your life? Is there something that you need answers to? Do you need revelation in your life? I believe that there are a lot of people today. They seek answers everywhere. If you turn on TV, there's ads and they will advertise everything. If you need an answer, there's therapists out there. There's medicine out there. There's answers everywhere you go. But I'm telling you, there's one true answer, and that is Jesus Christ and Him alone. He is the light of this whole world. As they sing today, if you need to pray, this altar, of course, is open. Thank God I didn't open it and I can't close it. But if you need prayer today, you need to come get prayer. You can come on up. But thank God, let the Lord shine forth in your life. Let the Lord give you revelation. Let God give you a great and marvelous light. Thank